Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Muslims and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Them. And I want to remind you, God's word in Ephesians 4, verse 11 and 12 told us that God gave His church pastors and teachers to equip His church to do the works of the ministry. So I'm glad you are listening, because my calling and my goal through these programs is to share with you the most important information that will enable you to answer the questions and objections Muslims have about the Christian faith in the best way humanly possible. Two, I want to help you, of course, by God's grace and the guidance and the enablement of the Holy Spirit. We can't do anything spiritual or eternal without the guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit and the presence of God. But I want to be used by God to help you present Jesus and the biblical teachings that are essential to salvation in the most convincing, understandable, acceptable, and attractive way to educated Muslims, in the most powerful way humanly possible. Of course, without compromise. Okay? Three, because Muslims are emotional people. I think a lot more emotional than Westerners. You know, Westerners usually focus on accomplishment and achievement. Muslims usually focus on personal relationship. So because they are emotional, I also want to share with you many stories and parables and illustrations, some of them really interesting, that you can use to help Muslims understand many important biblical teaching, most importantly, understand who Jesus is and why He came to earth. And I will do my best to give you all the education and the experience God gave me in the past 35 years in the ministry to Muslims. Actually, most of my life, as I mentioned before, I was born and raised with Muslims. And my wife is ex-Muslim, so she always helped me know more. I want to also mention to you now, you know, before we get into these topics heavily, I want to be used by God to prepare your heart more. Because I know that because of the many terrorist attacks committed by Muslims, Muslim fanatics, and of course resulted in killing many innocent people in America and Europe, and perhaps some of them in Israel. Actually, some Palestinian from Hamas killed Egyptian guards in my homeland. So all these acts of terrorism and violence committed by Muslims, even though not committed by the majority of Muslims, but nonetheless, these acts makes us against all Muslims, or makes us suspicious and angry, okay? And I am always reminded by Jesus' commandment to us, to love our enemies. I am always impacted by Jesus' example when they were torturing him. When they were crucifying him, he cried out, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. I love that. You know, actually, Jesus' story, God's love for us manifested through Jesus' life and words and death on the cross impacted my life deeply and brought me to my knees in February 17, 1976, and caused me to repent. And melted my heart of harshness and coldness toward God. And actually, God spoke to me and told me, hey, if you rejected Jesus, you will be missing out on the best thing that can happen to you, experiencing and enjoying my love and my salvation. And we read in Matthew 5 that Jesus said, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rains on the just and on the unjust. Wow. Wow. I am glad God blesses those who don't deserve his grace and blessings. Why? Because I am one of them. And I want to remind you that when we decide to love our enemies, we will be acting as true children of our Heavenly Father who loves all people equally. Always remember, God loves all people equally and seeks to save all people. Like the Bible told us, God wants all people to be saved. And the awesome fact is, God is seeking to use you and me for the salvation of as many people as possible, including Muslims, including our enemies, including the Muslims that don't like us and are against us, including my neighbors who don't like me because I look different than them. And I'm talking literally now, okay? American neighbors don't like me. I don't know what's their problem. When I say good morning, they don't smile or they don't want to talk. And, you know, they look at me and my wife in a weird way. God told me, love them. You don't have to impose yourself on them and try to talk to them against their desire. But in your heart, I want you to love them and be ready to be used by me to give them your book, The True Love, to help them know my love and my salvation. We need to remember that our goal and the prayer must always be that God will use us, because we are his children, to help as many people, including Muslims, as possible, spend eternity with him. My prayer and my goal in these programs, that God will use me to equip you and enable you to help so many people, including Muslims, enjoy his love and salvation. I want to also mention that God will provide divine appointment to us through guiding us to meet non-believers and Muslims. And when it comes to Muslims, actually, you know, almost all people, I always ask, God, give me warm eyes toward the Muslims. And you can ask God that. Because remember, Muslims, the first thing Muslims are going to do, he's going to look at your face. Are you smiling or not? So smile for God's sake, you know. Muslims going to look at your eyes. Is your eyes telling him you love him or not? You know, and that's a very important topic. I want to complete next program. Why? Because we have to pray. Why? Because the most important thing we can do is pray. Why? Because we really cannot help anybody know Jesus without God's presence and without God's hand. And without the Holy Spirit. So, Heavenly Father, our loving Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, desperate for your help, desperate for your presence, Spirit, to fill our lives, God. Desperate, God, that you will give us your heart toward the people. God, we pray that you will guide us. We pray that you will enable us to meet people that don't know you, including Muslims, and manifest your love to them, God. God, help us every day to manifest your love to people more than the day before, to even reach the point that we can manifest the love of Jesus that was expressed on the cross toward his enemy and toward the people. God, we pray in Jesus' name, according to your will, to use us for the salvation of multitudes of people. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. My Christian brothers and sisters, God's presence, love, and peace is with you now. And always. Remember, peace means salam. So when you meet a Muslim, tell him salam alaikum and smile. And remember, if you need any further help, I am here to serve you. You know, people sometimes call the number that given, you know, and they are surprised that I answer. Well, I answer as many phone calls as possible. I am here to serve you. Until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.